Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KMOX News Time is 8:22. You may remember it was about a week and a half ago, we checked in with two St. Louisans, Nate Marshak and Elizabeth Valerio. They took a trip to Peru. It was probably one of those bucket list trips, and they ended up stuck in Peru with thousands of other Americans trying to get back. They join us right now on KMOX, and we understand you have good news. You're back in St. Louis, Nate.
We got back last night, so we're finally home. We're back with our daughter, which is great.
So remind people, Nate and Elizabeth, how long you had spent in Peru, and this was because the government there issued a mandatory quarantine.
Correct, yeah. So we had about 3 days of our trip before the president instituted the quarantine, and so from that moment, we were quarantined at our hotel for 15 days before we got the call from the embassy to be able to fly out.
It was interesting, the day after we spoke to you the last time, I saw a story on one of the national networks about Americans stuck in Peru, and I was just perusing the shot saying, oh, I wonder if Nate and Elizabeth are there. So you had talked about not getting much help at first from the embassy. It seems like they finally got it together and got you out of there, but how many other Americans were you going through this experience with trying to get out?
So it's funny that you say that, because I think when we first spoke, you know, we thought the number was about 1,500, 2,000, but as the weeks climbed, we were made aware that it was close to 4,000 Americans. And so in different areas of the country, which was just crazy to think about, that many Americans being there. The embassy was really slow at first. It seems like it took them about a week to start organizing themselves. And their communication got better throughout, and the amount of flights that they were able to organize kept increasing, which is ultimately what led to us being able to get out. But it was a very frustrating process, and then we were having a lot of anxiety because we were seeing lots of people getting out, and we were just wondering, when will it be our turn? But 15 days after we had started our quarantine, we received a phone call and then an email from the embassy letting us know that in about 12 hours, we would have to report to the airport to get on a flight.
So for the time you were there, for instance, there was a video posted on social media of doing clothes in the jacuzzi. What other interesting stories do you have from behind the quarantine lines in Peru?
Yeah, sure. So I was actually trying to cook different things in the coffee maker in the hotel room. And we actually got in trouble for doing that, and they told us we weren't allowed to do that anymore, which was kind of funny. The hotel was really really wonderful and really kind, but they did mention to me that the coffee maker was for coffee, not for cooking macaroni and cheese. Other than that, I mean, we were able to spend time with it. There was another American couple, there was a German couple, and a Dutch couple. And it was nice to be able to connect to them. But then I guess maybe a week ago, when there started being more COVID-19 cases nearby, they actually made the rules a little bit more strict. We weren't actually allowed to hang out as a group anymore, which was a little frustrating. It was nice to be able to connect to other people going through the same experience. But I mean, on a positive note, the other American couple was able to get home. And then our German friends actually sent us a picture last night. They were on a flight back to Germany, we're not sure about the Dutch couple. But it was a frustrating experience. It was a scary experience. We're just really glad to be able to be home. Especially with our daughter. She's still upstairs sleeping. I'm sure she'll be up anywhere.
Yeah, we're glad that you got home and got home safely. And that was going to be our last question. When you told us that your two-year-old was with your parents, I thought, oh, my goodness, I can't imagine being separated without even knowing when you might get back. So in the time we have left, 30 seconds or so, can you tell us what that reunion was like?
Yeah, I mean, we got in last night. She was staying with Nate's parents, and my parents had a coordinated effort to pick us up at the airport that allowed us to not touch and be 6 feet apart the whole time. Then we got home. We immediately, showered. I'm not really sure how much that's going to help, but, you know, we know the risk is very small with children, but we are just trying to be with her and also mitigate that risk as best we can. Nate's parents brought her up. They pulled up. They got her out of the car. She walked to us. I was like a complete basket case, just crying the whole time. And I felt like, I mean, the thing that was crazy is we spent a couple of hours with her before she had to go to sleep. And I mean, she's two. So at that age, they just changed so much. I feel like she's saying things that she wasn't saying when we left. And just doing things with her toys that she wasn't doing before she left. And so that was really beautiful to see, and also really hard to acknowledge that we have been gone for 3 weeks, almost 3 weeks, and so much has changed in that time in our country and also with our kids. But again, we are just so grateful to be home, and I'm looking forward to spending a ton of time with her today.
Happy that you're back in St. Louis. Elizabeth and Nate, thank you so much for waking up. I'm sure you would rather sleep in today after all of that. So thank you for talking with us this morning and sharing your story with St. Louis.
Sure thing. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.